is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Just 11 days ahead of the election, a new Chinese operation has been uncovered by the FBI targeting both campaigns. It's being investigated as an act of spying, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The report says this was a wide-ranging hacking of Verizon's commercial telecom infrastructure. It reportedly attempted to target individuals from both parties and is believed to have hacked into phones used by former President Donald Trump and Vice Presidential running mate J.D. Vance. A statement from the FBI says it has been investigating this and began notifying those who were targets. One official says the situation is being treated as an act of espionage, not campaign interference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Both candidates traveled to Texas today. Donald Trump was in Austin.
What Kamala Harris has done on our border is cruel, it's vile, and it's absolutely heartless. Her policy of importing migrant gangs is a crime against our country. It's actually a crime against humanity.
And Kamala Harris will be in Houston for a rally. She continues to question Trump's character.
The president of the United States should be someone who elevates discourse and talks about the best of who we are and invest in the best of who we are, not someone like Donald Trump who's constantly demeaning and belittling.
The CDC says an E. coli outbreak possibly linked to onions on McDonald's quarter pounders has affected more people than originally thought. Reporter Karen Morfitt.
There are now a total of 75 reported cases of E. coli. That is because they say it takes a number of days for people to fall sick and to report being sick, and then it takes, you know, even longer for those cases to be diagnosed.
Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut are the latest fast food giants to remove onions from their menus. Grateful Dead bassist Phil Lesh has died. Peter King reports.
Phil Lesh bass lines were all over the Grateful Dead songs, from Truckin' to Box of Brain. In 2005, the band's co-founder spoke about its legendary popularity as a concert attraction on CBS's Craig Ferguson show.
They kept coming back for more. We never played the same show twice, I think, was the main reason that people kept coming back.
But didn't they ask for the same songs and stuff like that?
They didn't need to. They didn't need to have the same song. Besides, we never had any hits, so they wouldn't have known what to ask for.
Phil Lesh's death leaves three surviving Grateful Dead members. Peter King, CBS News.
Four astronauts returned to Earth today after a nearly 8-month space station mission. One of them, NASA says, remains in a hospital. It hasn't identified which astronaut. They were delayed returning to Earth by Boeing's Starliner crew capsule and then bad weather. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off two.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a Cadillac that crashed into an empty Racine house yesterday. Police say the Escalade slammed into a vacant house near 16th and Memorial, causing both the vehicle and the building to burst into flames. The 31-year-old man driving, who was the only person in the vehicle, walked away with non-life-threatening injuries. He was later arrested for recklessly endangering safety. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at RacineTheatre.org.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tapes, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 40. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s. Clouds and showers move into the area. It's 60 right now.
You know you love- The Beatles on WRJN. It was on this date in 1963. The Beatles kicked off a tour in Sweden, and the local pop reviewer was not impressed with their first show, saying the Beatles should be grateful to their screaming fans for drowning out the group's terrible performance, adding that the Beatles were of no musical importance whatsoever. What does he know? Here's Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
keep a wearing your bracelets.
greatest timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What you doing this weekend? Going to go to the box office, see a new movie? Let's check in with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theater, see what's playing.
We've got two new movies coming out, and the first one is a big one. It's Venom, The Last Dance. Rated PG-13 and being released by Sony Pictures, Tom Hardy plays Eddie and his symbiote, Venom. This time, they're on the run and being pursued by a mysterious military man. Expect lots of great action in this Marvel Studios release and have a great time at the movies with this one. The next movie is Conclave. This is a PG thriller starring Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, and John Lithgow. Ralph Fiennes plays Cardinal Lawrence, and he's put in charge of one of the most sacred and ancient events, the choosing of a new pope. However, as the selection unfolds, he finds himself in the middle of a conspiracy that could be tragic for the Catholic Church. The cinemas are open, and there are great movies, including Venom, The Last Dance, Conclave, The Wild Robot, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, and many more. Go check out a movie this weekend.
All right, Brett. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Act. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love.
die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. What a beautiful weekend in store for us. But first things first, tonight if you're heading out, take a jacket. Mostly clear and a low of 40. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunshine and 55. Sunday, sunny and 60.
Help me information, get in touch with my Marie.
She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Cadillac that crashed into an empty Racine house yesterday. Police say the Escalade slammed into a vacant house near 16th and Memorial, causing both the vehicle and the building to burst into flames. The 31-year-old man driving, who was the only person in the vehicle, walked away with non-life-threatening injuries. He was later arrested for recklessly endangering safety. Speed is a likely factor in the crash. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. The former president's visit comes as national and state-level polls indicate a neck-and-neck race between him and Vice President Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance is in Racine Monday. A Biden cabinet member will be in the Fox Valley stumping for the Harris-Waltz ticket Saturday. Lisa Hale has the story.
Pete Buttigieg, President Joe Biden's Secretary of Transportation, will be in the Fox Valley Saturday. He'll be here not as Transportation Secretary, but is making a personal visit to encourage early voting and drum up support for the Harris-Waltz presidential ticket. Buttigieg will make his stops in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. A news release says he will not speak on any issues related to his official cabinet role.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
For
more delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and it's topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated delights, including cupcakes, cookies, and don't forget O&H's spooky colored Halloween bread. Slice it and it reveals its brilliant Halloween colors. It's all scary good. So visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 40. Sunshine expected for the weekend, a high in the mid-50s on Saturday, near 60 Sunday. It warms up into next week, 60s and 70s. Clouds and showers move into the area. Right now it's 58.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man. Summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." A silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same. Brandy, you're a fine girl."
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here, smokers will have to try to quit 30 times before it finally sticks. By then, you're so frustrated, you have no choice but to take up drinking.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Say hello. She smiled up at me.
the sun broke through. makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, babe.
I never knew love before. Then came you. Then came you. I never knew love before. Then came you. Then came you. You. Now that
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, you can still help out those families affected by the recent hurricanes. Just because the hurricanes aren't in the news every day anymore doesn't mean they don't need your help. We've set up a webpage, civicmedia.us/help. There you'll find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the American Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen. Three organizations that can help, and you can help too. Again, go to our website, civicmedia.us/help.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
good.
who spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great weekend.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I